In the sultry heat of colonial Malacca, 1893, a young woman's life hangs in the balance between the world of the living and the realm of the dead. Imagine receiving a marriage proposal, not from a living suitor, but from a deceased stranger. This is the extraordinary predicament facing Li Lan, the daughter of a once prosperous Chinese family now fallen on hard times. Her father, lost in opium dreams and scholarly pursuits, casually suggests she become a ghost bride to the recently deceased son of the wealthy Lim family. What begins as a shocking proposal soon spirals into a supernatural ordeal that will challenge everything Li Lan understands about love, duty, and the thin veil between life and death. After learning of the ghost marriage proposal, Li Lan's sleep is invaded by an inescapable presence. In her dreams, she wanders through the fobby Lim mansion with the sensation of being followed. The deceased heir, Lim Tian Qing, appears and attempts to court her amid garish funeral offerings. Night after night, she's pulled into his eerie world, attending empty feasts with display food, wandering through stables of paper horses, and encountering puppet-like servants who move with disturbing rustling sounds. Everything seems staged, with Lim Tian Qing always lurking nearby. When she refuses his advances, he threatens to ruin her father and haunt her family. The haunting takes a physical toll. Between nightmares and constant preoccupation, Li Lan loses weight and grows listless. The local doctor finds her qi severely depleted, as if half her vital energy had been drained. What began as dreams has become a battle for her soul, one that will soon pull her beyond the boundaries of the living world. With her supernatural torment worsening, Li Lan turns to her elderly Ama, nursemaid, for guidance. Ama explains how spirits leave the body after the 100 days of mourning and pass through the 10 courts of hell. Good souls proceed to rebirth or paradise, while sinners face punishments, boiling in oil, climbing mountains of knives, or being sawed in half by demons. They visit a famous medium near Sampo Kong Temple at Bukichina, an enormous cemetery with nearly 12,000 graves, a veritable city of the dead. The medium, an enormously fat woman with one clouded eye, immediately recognizes Li Lan's ghostly predicament and provides protective remedies, whispering a disturbing final instruction: burn hell banknotes for yourself. Despite these precautions, supernatural disturbances plague their home, a bloody stain on their doorstep, spell papers fluttering without wind. In desperation, Li Lan consumes a dangerous amount of the medium's powder, unwittingly separating her spirit from her body, a development that will change her destiny forever. Li Lan awakens as a spirit separated from her body, watching a doctor examine her unconscious form. Though no one hears her cries, she can slightly influence her body when positioned within it. In her spectral form, Li Lan discovers a hidden world populated by hungry ghosts with protruding ribs and leathery skin. She learns spirits struggle at corners and mirrors, but can follow threads connecting them to loved ones or exchanged objects. With enough funeral money, spirits can bribe officials to delay judgment. At the Lim Mansion, she overhears servants discussing Tian Qing's mysterious death. Following Yan Hong, she finds a hidden celadon teacup with a discolored rim, suggesting poison. She discovers Lim Tian Qing has gained importance in the afterlife, commanding ox-headed demons who patrol the underworld. Old Wang, her family's cook who sees ghosts, helps her plan to reach the plains of the dead to confront Lim Tian Qing and possibly find her deceased mother. But time is running out. If she stays away too long, her spirit will no longer fit her physical form. Guided by Fan, a drowned ghost woman, Li Lan traverses the plains of the dead, a barren wasteland under a burning sky. In this ghostly Malacca, buildings show their history through overlapping structures as she searches for the Lim Mansion and her ancestral home. At her family house, an old concubine reveals shocking truths. She had an affair with Li Lan's grandfather before becoming his concubine. Jealous of Lilan's pregnant mother, she attacked her but accidentally broke her neck in a fall. After death, she traded her youth to a demon who sent smallpox to kill Lilan's mother and grandfather. Most startling, the concubine reveals Lilan's mother now lives as a kept woman in the Lim family mansion. Her former lover was Lim Taekyong, father of Lilan's tormentor, Tian Qing. This connection explains Tian Qing's obsessive pursuit. Infiltrating the Lim mansion, disguised as a kitchen servant, Lilan uncovers a conspiracy involving Master Awang and His Honor, the sixth judge of hell. When caught stealing evidence, she's imprisoned and confronted by Tian Qing, who remains determined to marry her. With the help of Er Lang, a mysterious supernatural investigator, and Auntie Three, revealed to be Lilan's mother who traded her youth to save Lilan from smallpox, Lilan escapes the Lim Mansion. However, her return to the living world is complicated when she discovers Fan has possessed her body and is preparing to marry Tian Bai. As Lilan's spirit fades, Er Lang reveals himself as a divine official with supernatural powers. He saves her by sharing his qi through a kiss that permeates her being, fundamentally altering her nature. She won't age normally and will outlive everyone around her. Back in her body, Lilan faces two distinct paths. Tian Bai represents the traditional choice, security, family connections, and remaining in the familiar Malaccan Chinese community, though burdened by the Lim family's dark legacy. Er Lang offers an entirely different future, one filled with supernatural elements and existing between worlds. This path promises adventure, but requires sacrifices, likely never bearing children and abandoning her place in mortal society. Marrying Tian Bai would offer Lai Lan normalcy, a chance to hide her otherworldly experiences. Despite his kindness, she recognizes this choice as cowardice. Their inability to truly understand each other creates an unbridgeable divide. Her ghost world experiences have marked her irrevocably. Having walked forbidden paths and conversed with spirits, the mortal world now seems less substantial. Once impressive social gatherings feel hollow. When Er Lang arrives for her decision, Lai Lan prepares to tell him she's always seen him as a monster and that she chooses to become his bride. Having inhabited both realms, she embraces her transformation and the extraordinary path ahead. In this haunting tale, Lai Lan's supernatural ordeal forces her to confront truths about her family, society, and her own desires. In choosing Er Lang, she embraces not just love, but her transformed nature, belonging neither fully to the mortal world nor the spirit realm. Her journey symbolizes anyone caught between worlds, suggesting that sometimes the only way forward is forging an entirely new path.